The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. We have successfully navigated our way to Friday again. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for joining me the other days this week. I appreciate you more than I can express. It is such an honor to be on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on that side of the microphone. A lot to talk about today. Plus, Friday, we open the phones for you to talk about anything you want to talk about. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We've got a lot to talk about with Israel. I have, and I think I'm going to hold it until the top of the hour. I have an absolutely incredible story that helps put this Israeli-Palestinian conflict into greater context. I promise you will not hear this story on the mainstream media. I promise you will not. But it will help you to understand the difference between the sides in this conflict. And by the way, the conflict is getting worse and worse. The worst since 2014. And right now, there is no indication of a solution. Israel has sent ground troops into the Gaza Strip. And when they do that with incredible force. But anyway, I've got a story. I'll share it with you at the top of the hour that I think will help you get a better handle on the two sides and what's really going on. All right. And I've got court cases to share with you that we've been following, updates, and a lot of things to talk about. But first, before we go any further, Joy and I had a precious, precious hour last night on Zoom with one of our most faithful listeners. I will withhold the name, but absolutely one of our most faithful listeners, and his dear wife. And he is entering into hospice. He has fought a gallant fight, a courageous fight for years. This individual has faced more health problems, more health issues than probably anyone I have ever known, and he has fought them valiantly. He is one of the most positive individuals that I've ever met, one of the sweetest individuals I've ever met. His love for God is so deep and rarely misses a program. He listens every day. I'm not sure he's listening today because he's very, very weak, but never misses a program. He's been in and out of the hospital, in and out of the hospital for years. And even when he's in the hospital, never misses listening. And his wife is just a sweet, sweet, precious saint of God. They are dear friends of Joy and I and this program. And he's preparing to see Jesus. We had a wonderful hour last night by Zoom, just talking, sharing, praying, singing, planning, and he has the unique privilege of knowing that his time on this earth is coming to a close, and he's got a bucket list with his family, things that he wants to do yesterday. You know, we take for granted the small things, the little things. One of his bucket list items in these final days of his life was to go outside his hospital room, look at the blue sky, and touch a tree. What do you want to do? Think about the things that you and I want to do and we want to accomplish. He wanted to be able to go outside because he hadn't been outside for quite a while. He wanted to go outside, see the blue skies one more time, feel the wind, and touch a tree. Possibly the last time he'll be able to do that. Want to spend time with his wife and his two children. And I'm just so incredibly humbled by this. Wanted to spend some time with Joy and I. And it was just a sweet, sweet time of fellowship. And his attitude is still so incredibly positive. He's got one of the greatest senses of humor that I've ever seen. But anyway, I'm withholding his name. I don't think he would mind me telling you his name, but I'm going to withhold his name. God knows who he is, and I would ask that you pray for him. I'll keep you updated. And as I said, in the Bob Burney Live listening family, no one is more faithful than this dear saint of God. He's been listening for years. He goes way, way back. He and his wife and his kids. When his kids, both of his kids are adults now, but when his kids were little, I think he forced them to listen. And they became our buddies, the kids. But anyway, pray for this dear saint of God. Pray for his wife. She has been his primary caretaker, caregiver for years. Pray for his children. They are adults, but they're very young adults. And they're going to miss their dad desperately. But folks, listen to me. Heaven is real. And the peace of God is real. I've been in full-time ministry now for more than 50 years, and I have spent a lot of time with people who are dying, a lot of time, many occasions, many, many times, and there is such an indescribable difference between those who know that they know that they know that Jesus Christ is their Savior and that heaven is their home. There is a peace that passes understanding. There is a peace that people just don't understand. In fact, last night in the hospital where this man is, they have music therapy. And I guess the music therapist, when she comes to this room, she goes to all the rooms, and many of the people that she comes and sings for, and she plays guitar and so forth, many of those people are dying. And she said this. She said, when I touch the handle on the door to come into this man's room, she said, I immediately feel peace. When I open the door and walk in, she said, I am surrounded with peace. She said, it's unlike the other patients in the other rooms that I visit. Well, it is unlike it. And it reminds me, folks, listen, all of us have an appointment with death. Every one of us. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. All of us will face this. Do you know that you know that you know that you're going to heaven? If not, you can.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right. We're meeting at Broad and High at 6:30, okay? And bring your matches and bring your masks. Yeah, we're going to burn those babies. Well, no, don't show up at Broad and High at 6:30. Well, if you want to, but I won't be there. What am I talking about? I knew this was going to happen. I told you this yesterday. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but every once in a while I make a prediction that is right. And yesterday I said, right here behind this aluminum microphone, Rush Limbaugh used to say he was behind the golden EIB microphone. Well, I am behind the aluminum BBL microphone. And I told you that Governor DeWine would have to change the mask policy here in Ohio to match the CDC. Said it's got to happen. Otherwise, it's going to be confusion. Well, this just happened minutes ago. And I quote, Governor Mike DeWine announced the state will be amending its health orders to line up with the latest guidance from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. In a statement, the governor said the people who have been vaccinated no longer need to wear masks. With those who have not been vaccinated, people who have not been vaccinated still should wear a mask and socially distance. The most powerful tool we have to protect against COVID-19 virus is the vaccine. Because of the vaccine, COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, deaths are decreasing dramatically. The vaccine allows us to live our lives more normally and without fear, DeWine said. So immediately the mask mandate here in the state of Ohio has been lifted for those who are fully vaccinated. Now, does that mean everybody's going to throw their mask away? Nope. At least for now, most of the major corporations, Giant Eagle, Kroger's, have said they are going to require their employees to continue wearing masks. Trader Joe's, they're done. No more mask. Shoppers at Target stores will be required to follow coronavirus protocols, including mask wearing and social distancing for now. The company said in a statement that it's reviewing the CDC's updated guidance and reevaluating the guidance we offer our team and guests. A representative for Home Depot said the company will keep its mask policies for shoppers and employees at this time. I got news. I got news. A whole lot of people are not going to be wearing their mask in Home Depot and Target and Giant Eagle and Kroger's. And there is going to be such enormous... See, here's the problem. And I say this kindly, I say it gently, but I say it truthfully. People have become addicted to the mask. They have been programmed to think, I got to wear a mask. If I don't wear a mask, I'm going to die. If I don't get a mask, I'm going to get sick. If I don't wear a mask, I'm going to get COVID. I'm going to be in the hospital, and I'm going to be on a ventilator, and I'm going to die if I don't wear a mask. For over a year, we have been programmed. You're not safe unless you wear a mask. And so people, out of pure fear, irrational fear, absolutely irrational fear, because the vaccine, we've been told over and over and over again, is between 96 and 99% effective. So if you are fully vaccinated, it is extremely unlikely that you will get COVID. But people have been programmed. And that's a kind way for saying brainwashed. And so even though they're actually safe, they're going to keep wearing their masks. And I got to make up my mind. And I don't know how I'm going to respond. If I go to Home Depot, the CDC has said you don't need to wear a mask. Governor DeWine now, the state of Ohio, has said, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. There's no reason. You don't have to. And if I go to Home Depot and there's still a sign that says every person entering this store must wear a mask, well, I don't know yet how I'm going to respond. After the CDC and the state of Ohio has said you don't need to wear a mask, do you really think they're going to kick you out? Do you really think they're going to enforce it? And I don't know the answer to that. But I know for a time, this is going to create a great deal of confusion and division. People are going to be divided over this. People are going to be angry on both sides. And what do restaurants do? Individual restaurants. It's going to be an enormous amount of confusion. But the official position of the CDC, if you've been fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. The official position now of the state of Ohio, if you've been fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. I'll let you make up your mind as to...